you for tuning in to the Epiphany program on Holy Family Radio with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm your program producer, Luke Zemlich. On Epiphany, our goal is to have a moment, an epiphany that will bring us all closer to God. So stick around to have an epiphany with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio program here on Holy Family Radio. We're glad you're with us today. We're meeting with Tim McNamara with the Diocese of Kalamazoo. He is the Associate Director of Youth and Young Adults, as well as Andrea Perry from St. Philip's in Battle Creek, St. Joseph's in Battle Creek, and St. Jerome in Battle Creek. I just love to say Battle Creek three times. That's why I did that. So we're glad you're with us. We're going to be talking today about the Presence 2015. This is the big retreat, I guess it is, for young people in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. So we're going to be talking about that today. So, Tim, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Deacon.
Good to have you here. And Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us this
morning.
It's good
to have you here. So what would you like to start? Well, first of all, let's start with a date, shall we? Let's do that. It's going to be on February 6th, on Saturday, here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and it's going to be at Hackett Catholic Prep on Kilgore Road.
Correct.
And that's going to start. What time is the start time on that? It's 2 days, 3 days.
3 days, yeah. It starts that Friday night.
Very good.
February 6th, and it's, I believe, 6 o'clock.
That's correct.
Yep, they start opening the doors, taking your registrations, getting the kids and the chaperones all settled.
Okay,
and
very good.
Then you're with us till Sunday morning. Well, it's Sunday early afternoon, I think they go till probably about noon. Mm-hmm. We close with Mass with Bishop Bradley.
Okay.
And he really enjoys coming out and seeing the kids. Last year, I think we were at 275, I think,
yeah,
for everybody.
Okay.
So it's ninth grade through the 12th.
That's
yes,
correct.
Sir.
Okay. And this isn't just for Catholic kids. I mean, if there's someone who is not Catholic or doesn't have any church experience and wants to experience one of the most dynamic, one of the most incredible Catholic events of the year, this is it.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, for youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it is I know we've had it at least at one of our presences, but also for some of the other youth events that we've had is, you know, kids that are active in youth groups or, you know, active in their parishes, and they reach out to their friends who aren't Catholic, and they invite them to things like the Presence, things like the youth rally, whatever it might be, and the grace that comes with that. You know,
Amen.
There's some really cool stories that come with that. So, yeah, if there's anyone out there that, you know, is wanting to do a dynamic retreat that you meet Christ, I mean, the Presence is perfect for that.
Yes.
And so to encourage them to reach out to their friends or just to their parish and say, hey, you got a group going. I'd love to be a part of that.
Okay, so to get people really excited about this, maybe Andrea can talk about this. So we want people, there's three things that we want to do with this show today. The first thing is to get people to sign up. The second thing is to get volunteers and also donors and businesses. So if you know people who are in the Knights of Columbus or you have a group at your parish who might be willing to donate money for the youth, or if you know one, maybe it's yourself. Maybe you're listening and you're saying, you know what, I want to give money to impact the youth in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. This is the thing to give money to, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would say that. I think that really to keep our kids help them to grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That this is one way to really help our youth do that. They're faced with so many challenges, our high schoolers are, and we need to help get them centered and help them to deepen their relationship with Jesus so that's who they fall back on.
Amen.
In hard times. So I think it's a super dynamic retreat, spirit-filled. We bring in a band from New York called Full Armor Band.
Awesome.
And we have a guest priest come in. Father David McConey is coming this year.
Wonderful.
Super dynamic.
Yes, he
priest.
Is.
Priest. We'll give talks throughout the weekend. There's time for small group sharing, the praise and worship with the band. We'll have all of our seminarians come, which is kind of exciting, very exciting.
Cool.
And they'll come and do small groups, and they'll also give their personal testimony, which is huge for our young people to see that these were regular people that really felt had a calling from the Lord and answered that call. So it just is a great, great spirit-filled weekend. We have Eucharistic adoration all weekend long.
Wonderful.
From the moment they get there to the moment they leave. And that's really awesome as well.
Yeah, and for those who are listening, you know, maybe you're not Catholic and you hear this word Eucharistic adoration, mm-hmm. or you hear this word the presence. That's kind of what this is focused around. It's focused around Jesus Christ. It's focused around this thing that Catholics do, which is adore and worship Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's really about having a profoundly deep relationship
Amen.
Between you and the Lord.
Amen.
And what does that look like? What does that mean? And if we're not already doing that, how do I begin to do that? And if you already are, how do I grow deeper
right.
in my relationship with Jesus Christ? And that's really what the weekend is about just bonding our young people close to Jesus.
Amen. Getting to know God and getting to know God's family, His full family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I think that's the one thing that I know for me that adoration does. So those of you who are listening who don't know what adoration might mean, we at Mass, there is, when we celebrate Mass, we have the bread and wine on the altar, and the priest, persona in Christe, says the words of consecration and puts his hands over those elements and turns them into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we consume that, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. But that large host, we will take that large host that has been consecrated, that we believe that is Jesus. It remains Jesus. And we put that in what's called a monstrance. It's a large, ornate, usually made out of metal, and it is put on an altar, or in a church it's put on an altar, and we look at that, and we look at Jesus, we look at that consecrated host. This is adoration, and there's many places you can go for adoration. I know St. Monica's here in Kalamazoo, they have 24-hour adoration, but we look at Jesus, and Jesus looks back at us. And there is a feeling, a knowing of the Holy Spirit working in us and with us. And so that adoration will be available this weekend at this. So that's what the presence is about. It's the presence of Jesus Christ. It's the real presence of Jesus Christ. This is why we get on our knees during the consecration, most of us. Get on our knees during the consecration in our churches, in our Catholic churches, because that is God. That is Jesus Christ. And so that's going to be available to everyone. That's why this is called the presence, but this Eucharistic adoration is a big part of that. So for those of you who aren't familiar with those words, maybe you're not Catholic and you're not familiar with that word adoration, I always like to try to make that clear, you know, to people who are listening, so that when you see that, you go, wow, what's going on here? What are they doing? So that's part of the explanation, but I'm, you know, there's others who I'm sure who could give a better explanation than me, but, so it's available to everyone. And what is the cost? Is there's got to be a fee involved with this? So what is the cost for a young person to come?
Absolutely. It'll be $80 for the whole weekend, and that includes, you know, obviously the 3 days, and it includes all your food, and we always say it includes the lodging, but you're sleeping in a high school. So
do they bring a sleeping bag? Or?
Pillow, sleeping bag, make yourself at home and comfortable. Okay. Registration will go till January 23rd, and there'll be no registration after that. It closes on the 23rd, So if this is something you want to go to, and you know your parish is going, or maybe your parish is still thinking about going, to try to jump on that as soon as possible so that, we can have a spot at this retreat.
And you guys have got posters and things like that can be put up at the different parishes. Mm-hmm. And you've, of course, reached out to people who are in, sitting up out Twitters and emails and things like that to try to get people involved to go to this, to go to the presence. So, as people are listening on the radio today, call your friends.
Yeah.
Ask people in your parish, ask your youth director.
Yeah, if you're a little bit intimidated about coming, if you have a child that you know might want to come, but they've never come before,
right.
Tell them to grab a friend. And like you said, they don't have to be Catholic. Whoever they have that they feel like they'd want to spend a weekend with,
right.
It'll be a great experience for all. So.
Yes. So let's if you can take us through the weekend. So it starts on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? You show up. You're like, okay, here I am at a religious event, a Catholic event, but
it starts out really high energy with the full armor band. They get everybody up on their feet, get them going with some music and some song, really common or more updated praise and worship music.
Okay.
So any kids that listen, they're exposed to praise and worship music in general.
Okay.
The songs are pretty familiar and they'll teach them to you and then they repeat them throughout the weekend. So kids feel really comfortable, really quick with the music.
Awesome.
They engage the youth. After that, we get to know each other a little bit. We get put into small groups. We'll have a talk on Friday night, given by Father David. And we'll do some small group discussion. We will have pizza at the end of the evening and then head off to bed. So that's how Friday night goes.
Cool.
And then back up in the morning with Mass in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And then start again with praise and worship. Praise and worship will happen throughout the day on Saturday, again on Sunday with the band. And Father David will give two talks on Sunday. We'll do more small group discussion.
Very good.
There'll be some downtime for the kids just to kind of process what
and
it
so
is, hang out with
each
other.
You're feeding and watering them this whole time,
absolutely.
Right? Because I know that's important for teenagers, for people, you know, they make sure that they have their proper nourishment, so their breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Absolutely.
And there's snacks there and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you have someone who can only come for a day or a half a day. Is that okay or no?
It's not. The idea is that we want to stress the importance of being fully committed.
Okay.
And so we know that our young people are pulled in so many different directions right now. But
absolutely.
What we want to tell them is that this weekend really is worth giving up, whether it's a sporting event or an extracurricular activity. The weekend is really worth giving that up.
Absolutely.
And, it's kind of like that whole one foot in mentality. If you're only there for one part of it, you're not truly receiving all that the weekend has in store for you.
You bet.
And really the call is also to make Jesus Christ the focus of our lives. And so really to maybe help our young people and our parents even to see that maybe there's some reprioritizing that needs to happen here in order to make it happen. So, it is important to just be committed to the whole weekend, and it's so worth it. Anyone that we know that have gone has felt that way. The young people that we know that have gone have felt that way, whether they thought they could stay for the whole weekend or not, if they did, they were happy that they did.
How many kids last year went to this? I know it's been tremendously successful.
Yeah, we were.
How many kids? Do you remember?
We were at around like 275. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
You know,
that's,
from first year we had about 130. So I mean,
it's
been
doubled.
Cool to see it grow. And you know, and we talk about and I thank you, Deacon, for the teaching you gave about, you know, what we believe as Catholics is Christ being present in the Eucharist.
But yes.
One of the awesome things about this retreat that I think a number of us have seen is that, you know, you go there and you encounter Christ in this very awesome and personal way, certainly in the Eucharist, and, you know, best way that we can encounter Christ. But from that, you come to that realization that, you know, Christ is present at each and every moment, you know, and you pull that into your heart, you pull that into your life, and you incorporate all that. It's been cool to see how some of the kids and the adults that are there, the chaperones, the volunteers, people like that, how that just infects is the wrong word, but that's what came right into my mind.
Yeah.
It infects you in such a good way in which everything that you see, everyone that you come across is an opportunity to meet Christ and to encounter him and love him and receive that love from him. It's
impossible not to feel the Holy Spirit. Even if you're there just as a volunteer, you're there as a chaperone, you're there as a youth, it's impossible not to just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. One thing that's really, I didn't mention that we obviously do exposition on Friday night.
Sure.
And then Saturday night, we do a Eucharistic procession. And Father David McConey will take the Eucharist around to every single youth and allow every single youth to adore Jesus individually as well, which is just a hugely profound experience for everyone involved, for our chaperones and our volunteers. Anyone, we encourage anyone to come and be a part of that portion of the weekend that's there on site because of that, because that it is just a profound way to be such a closeness with Jesus. And that's a really big part of the weekend.
Yeah, and I think, you know, everyone is looking for that in their lives. They're looking for this type of conversion. And I think for the most part, adults too, mm-hmm. you know, this radical experience. And quite frankly, I tell people, you know, if you want to be a radical Christian, be Catholic. You know, be Catholic, because this is a dynamism, an outside of the box, a radicalness of love, this experience of the Holy Spirit, of that thinking of this is Jesus. When I walk up to communion and I receive the Holy Eucharist, when I receive Jesus, He wants to change me. He is changing me. He's becoming part of me. Literally part of me, building yes. up my body and my spirit. And this is Catholicism. And if you've never experienced anything like this, you know, I challenge young people to have the courage, because this takes courage. You know, going out yes. and getting drunk or getting high doesn't take much courage. It's actually very easy to do. I've been there. I've done that. It doesn't work. I failed. I got to the age of 35 and I hit the wall. And I'm lucky I'm not dead. But the fact of the matter is, everybody's got to do their thing. But do you have to go to that extent? And I'm sure many young people know of kids you've gone to school with where this has happened. Tragedies have happened. And God has a plan for you. He has a plan for you for this weekend yes. to do this. So from February 6th through the 8th, it's a conversion experience. You know, you can do, you know, pretty much our weekends are kind of the same, but here this comes once or twice a year, and we have the ability to say, you know what? I'm going to take a risk.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to do something radical, something I don't want to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And experience God.
Yeah.
At a whole nother level. And it's scary. And the teenagers think they're scared of it. I'll tell you what, who else is scared of it? Your parents are scared of it.
Yeah.
People are scared of it. We're afraid. We're terrified of experiencing God. Sometimes I even am at times. I'm a deacon. But sometimes it is the most wonderful, peaceful thing you could ever imagine. And it doesn't matter. You know, some people will think, well, if I don't have anything to do with God, then the devil will leave me alone. No, that's not going to happen. The devil's not going to leave you alone.
No, he won't. He'll creep in.
He will creep in. He will destroy you. You know, and but God will help us. God will help us. So let us continue on. So $80. What if someone doesn't have the $80? Any scholarships available? Or, you know, we're talking about donors, too. So
absolutely.
There's always the
this
possibility.
Is what I would encourage. This is what I would encourage any youth to do, to find a group that's going. And the way they do that is to contact either their church or to know if they know someone who is in contact with the Catholic Church in
okay.
their city.
Good.
To find out who their representative is that is going and let them know that it's something they'd really want to be a part of and
okay.
what can they do.
Okay.
I can't imagine that any one of our churches would say, sorry, we just can't you know, make
right.
it work for you.
Right.
And if for some reason that particular church can't, let us know
okay.
At the presence, and we'll see what we can do.
Very
we
good.
Can do for you. We
Absolutely.
We want our young people to go,
Amen.
No matter what it takes to get them there, so we can figure it out. You know, we can figure out some way to
absolutely
get
so,
them a sponsor.
In case you're just joining us, we're meeting today. We're talking about the presence, which is a retreat, a weekend retreat that's happening for youth here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. It's happening at Hackett Catholic Prep on Kilgore Road in Kalamazoo. And it's February 6th through the 8th, 2015. And we need you to go to the presencekalamazoo.org. That's thepresencekalamazoo.org. Or they can actually probably go to the diocesekalamazoo.org. They might have a banner on there. Kalamazoo
yep.
would have one on there, too.
Yep, on the main page, on the right-hand side, you scroll down, you'll see High School Retreat.
Okay,
right
very good.
There.
And they can click on that. But you need to register. You need to get registered for this by January 23rd. And that's when it cuts off.
The sooner
off.
The better.
Yes, the sooner the better. So, also, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and you're listening to the Epiphany Radio Program on Holy Family Radio. So we're talking with Tim McNamara and Andrea Perry, and they're putting this together, and you guys both did this last year too, as well.
We both work on the team.
You both on the team last year too. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. And this, so, if this actually, this will be our third one. We started this in 2012. Father Chris Derda, vocation director, I think had the was the initial brainchild
it
behind
was.
It all, and
he
so
was, yeah.
And with the amazing help from ladies like Susie Boone and Sue Jessica out at St. Anne's in Augusta, and then the team members. It's been really cool to see how in the just coming up to this third year, how things have progressed and how spirit driven it really is. Like Andrea was saying, and. It's just a real graced opportunity, and to talk about, you know, that when you were talking about Deacon, how the there's certain fears in our lives when we, no matter
terrified,
what stage of
I'm
life
terrified.
We are, exactly, like what do we do with these things? And
exactly,
especially when we go to God and He asks something of us, that can be scary too. But right. knowing that He's the way, the truth, and the life, what can come from that? One of the reasons at the Presence we have. A big focus on vocations is for that same reason. You know, we'll have the Dominican sisters will be there. We'll have a group of them coming out from Ann Arbor that will be there with us throughout the weekend. I think we have four coming, I believe.
Nice.
And
that's
so
that's the Dominican sisters, Mary
Mother of the Eucharist.
Mary Mother of the Eucharist in Ann Arbor. Yeah, and you can go to their website too and check that out too. Yeah,
and,
awesome.
And like what Andrea said, we'll have the seminarians there, and you know, there's throughout the weekend there's opportunities from our priests. Throughout the diocese, that'll come to hear confessions,
right.
And so there's that focus on you know, finding what God wants for you in your life, whether that's religious life, whether that's married life, whether that's you know a committed single life, whatever that is. There's talks and there's the presence of not just Jesus, but of folks that have given their lives up for these various vocations that can help you encounter Christ. Call for you within those too. So,
and it might be a great time too for those who might be considering religious life to talk to some of those people, either candidly or privately, openly, in group discussion or privately, about what it's like to be a religious.
Absolutely.
You know what this
is a great opportunity.
What this call is like. I also wanted to mention too, here on Holy Family Radio, we are broadcasting or recording and broadcasting from Newman's Bookshop in downtown Kalamazoo, and we invite you to come down here and please support your Catholic bookstore that's right down here in downtown Kalamazoo. And you can also go online, too, to the Newman Bookshop, and that's spelled B-O-O-K-S-H-O-P-P-E, Newman's Bookshop. And, you know, please consider that, too, when you're buying gifts or you're thinking about buying stuff for your parish or you need a book, visit them and help them out, too. So, Andrea, anything in particular on this that we also haven't touched on that we also want to talk about today?
Yes, we are in great need of volunteers.
Okay.
We have a great base group that came last year and many are returning, but we are in need of over 100 volunteers in order to pull this weekend off.
Okay.
Because we do have the Eucharistic Adoration. We are in need of adorers. We'll have adorers actually at two different locations through the night. We are looking for people to help with setup and tear down, to help with what we call night watch. So just kind of to roam the hallways in the evening. Make sure kids are where they need to be.
Right. Make
food,
it a safe, a good,
yeah,
a good, safe environment for these teenagers.
We need help with food service and food cleanup, as well as like registration, a welcome desk, that kind of stuff. So any and all are welcome to come out and help. We love to see young adults.
Wonderful.
So if there's anyone knows any young adults or there's any young adults out there, it's great to have them participating in the lives of our high schoolers as a witness to their faith.
Okay.
As young adults. So we'd love to, but young and old, we'd like to have anybody that wants to come out. We are highly encouraging our Knights of Columbus and our Councils of Catholic Women, our Women's Guilds to come out and be a part of this as well. It's really important in our Catholic faith to have things to be intergenerational, that our young and our old are working together as one community.
Absolutely.
Within our faith. And this is a great way to do that. Great opportunity this weekend to do that, to have our older generations supporting,
you bet,
getting behind and serving our younger generations,
you
really uplifting them and affirming them and their choice to grow deeper in their faith.
Yeah, and for parents too of those teenagers, you know, if you know, maybe your son or daughter doesn't want to go, but you say to them, you know, well, I'll go. I'll be a volunteer. You know, will you go if that happens? If I make a commitment to, if I get a little bit uncomfortable, because it can be kind of an uncomfortable thing. You know, I'm going to do something that I'm not used to doing. It takes courage to do that.
Absolutely.
Goes back to courage again, right? And how many times do we call upon ourselves to this courage? The Holy Spirit calls us to, you know, reach out to that person, you know, who is all by themselves. And we're always in fear of rejection, right? I think that's a big part of it. We're in fear of being rejected. But if you're doing it for God, if you're doing it for Jesus, good things can happen. Miraculous things can happen. So really makes life exciting, that real type of excitement, not the getting high or getting drunk, perceived excitement, because all that does is dull us.
Yeah, it's a lasting excitement.
Right. Yeah. Amen. And a real and true excitement.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the truth. It's a good truth. So anything else? Okay. Besides volunteers.
Just to let them know how to go about volunteering, they can go on the presencekalamazoo.org and there's a section that says information packet, I believe. And if they click on that, they're going to have to scroll down a bit because it's all the information, each one sheet after another. But if they just get on there, there's a form for them to fill out, because we need everyone to be virtus trained.
Okay.
They'd have background checks. So there's a form for them to fill out. And then the sheet after that will actually have the different shifts that they can work in, different ways that they can volunteer. They print both of those out. Fill them both out, circle the type of volunteering they'd like to do, and send it in to the address on the bottom of those sheets. So it's pretty simple.
Okay.
If they feel like that is too difficult, they're more than welcome to email me.
Okay.
That's my responsibility this year, is heading up volunteers, and they can do that at aperry, P-E-R-R-Y, @bcacs.org.
Okay, can you give that to us one more time?
I sure can. aperry @bcacs.org.
Okay,
so if they just email me, then I can help walk them through the instructions. I can send them the sheets that they need directly. I can mail them to them, whatever it takes. I'll drive them out to your house. So whatever it takes.
Wonderful.
She will,
to
too.
Help. I will. I absolutely will.
Okay.
Whatever it takes to make it easier on our volunteers. I know anyone that chooses to volunteer, they're typically already working in the week and busy already. So whatever it is we can do to make it easier on you, you can volunteer for a 2-hour shift. You can come and stay for the day and volunteer in various areas. We will absolutely take whatever we can get.
Sure. That's great. I know Andrea said too, we talked about things being scary sometimes, and some folks might say, well, I'd love to volunteer, but I'm not virtus trained yet, for example. And,
right.
But please contact us, because we'd love to make that happen for you, and we can totally do that. And that's, you know, certainly one reason we're trying to get everything in by January 23rd, so that we can have the appropriate time to get folks situated, and so that they can be a part of this and experience this on a level that that is fully participatory. And so,
yeah, and that's good for parents to know too. You know, that everyone goes through this Virtus program, which is very good. You know, does basically background checks on people to make sure that, you know, the people who are watching over your kids are good people. It's all done throughout the, CCD programs and the school systems. The teachers and things like that go through this training. And so they're good people. So you know that, you know, you're confident that the people who are watching over your children are good people.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So the kids are going to be safe. So about this donor program, we might be able to go into that a little bit.
Okay.
Now, you're looking for, people who will support the presence, this youth program throughout the year as well, too.
Yeah, well, this is what we're trying to do. We realize that one of the major obstacles with most of our youth is financial, obstacle. And we want to keep the cost low so that we're not trying to make a profit. We're not trying to have extra money. We just simply want to get the kids there at the least amount of money possible. So that's why we've made the retreat $80. With that, there's always extra expenses that we need to cover up front that we don't necessarily have money for. And so what we're looking to do is to create like a base fund that's an ongoing yearly fund so that we, you know, can book the next speaker.
Okay.
So we can start planning for the next year without having to, have a strain because there isn't any money coming in until youth start to register.
Very good.
So it really is a way for our diocese to pull together. If every Our goal is to have every organization, business that possibly can give, to give something. We're currently sending out appeals to ask for $100 from any organization that's willing to give it. And we figured if everyone gives a little, we can pull together and have what we need to make this happen on a yearly basis. As anything goes we're trying to put on, that it's usually one of the biggest things that really makes you realize whether this is going to be possible or not. Do we have the finances to actually make this happen? And if it gets more expensive, families will have an even harder time making that decision than in the end to bring their children.
Right. Well, just to feed 280 kids has got to be a lot of, that's a lot of money.
Right.
For basically 3 days. So you've got quite a few meals in there, three, four, five, six meals.
Yeah, and we've
had
some very gracious community members, giving us wonderful deals, coming in and trying, giving parts of it, donating parts of our meals as well. And you're right. The bottom line is, there is a cost that goes into putting something like this on. And currently, we broke down our budget this past week, and currently the $80 that we're charging our youth is just short of covering our total expenses.
Okay.
So this is why we need to look. We need to appeal for others within our community who really see the youth as valid members of our community now, and the importance of giving them these encounters with Jesus as a way to just keep them engaged beyond high school, which is what just during the time when most of our young people will fall away. So this is the idea, is give them these encounters with Jesus Christ so that they have a solid foundation when they move on from high school. So
What about kids from other dioceses, the Diocese of Grand Rapids or the Diocese of Lansing or anywhere else? I mean, are they permitted to, they can come one, come all?
We have reached out to the Detroit Diocese, Lansing Diocese, Grand Rapids, to Chicago, and to Gary, Indiana.
Great.
So that's as far as we've gone so far. We have two groups we know right now coming from Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And one group coming from another diocese. I can't think of who it is.
Okay, great.
So there's three groups right now coming outside of our diocese, which is super exciting.
Absolutely.
I think it's the first time we've had people from outside of our diocese come. And, absolutely. We want lots of groups are looking for confirmation retreats. It's a great venue for a confirmation retreat.
Really good idea.
So if, that's something you're looking for, then this is a good
It's a great thing to do because there is a conversion experience that's going to happen with this. And I think you're absolutely right. Having it these 3 days, there really is an impact. It's not just the afternoon and man, I can't wait till I get home or it's not just the morning and I got all this stuff going on in the afternoon because we pack our days so full, and especially for young people and young people, but anybody, parents too, we're too busy. We're really overly busy.
We are.
And I think that's why we have such a hard time doing these things sometimes is because we go, oh, wow, it's that much time. I don't know if I can do it. So in case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Epiphany Radio program on Holy Family Radio. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and we're speaking today with Tim McNamara and Andrea Perry. They're with the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and Andrea works at all the Catholic churches over in the Battle Creek area, and Tim McNamara is at the Diocese of Kalamazoo. But we're talking about the Presence Kalamazoo. That's a youth retreat for 9th through 12th grade, and it's this February 6th through the 8th at Hackett Catholic Prep. In Kalamazoo, and all the diocese people from all over are welcome to come to this. Even people from other churches, other faith traditions. If you want to have a Catholic experience, or if you're looking for something very dynamic, very radical, then maybe something very different than what you're used to at your church or in your church tradition, this is something very beautiful to experience. It's going to be some great speakers there and bands and all this stuff, but sign up needs to be by January 23rd. So don't delay, don't wait. Get on the website at thepresencekalamazoo.org. And if you can't remember thepresencekalamazoo.org, you can go to thediocesekalamazoo.org and there's a banner. You scroll down, there's a banner there that you can click on to go to that. So anything else, we're about halfway through our show here, so anything else that we want to talk about the Presence? Maybe stories, maybe some dynamic stories of people who had said something to you afterwards.
Yeah.
Tim,
yeah,
anybody?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because one of the cool hallmarks of it all is, I've mentioned a few already, but the closing mass on Sunday, you know, we have our bishop comes out and he does the mass. And, you know, obviously as the chief of our church here in the nine counties of Southwest Michigan, it's, you hear the kids all the time. I'm sure Andrew can vouch for this too. It's, I mean, that's our bishop. You know, yes. They're proud of this guy. This is our leader. This is
it's our spiritual father.
Our spiritual father. He's called by the Pope to serve our church here. And to have him come out and to be present for them at that mass is such a huge thing for them. And so many kids are just, they're in awe of it. I work with a man, I see him every day. I wish I could maintain that awe. You know, I love you, Bishop Bradley, you know. Yes. But it's so cool to see the kids light up at that. It's like, he's the bishop. You know, he can trace his lineage all the way back to the apostles. Yes. I mean, that's
the very hands that were laid on him.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I mean, that's just so special. And to have that encounter is so unique. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in conjunction with that, you know, we also have the, like Andrea mentioned, we have the seminarians giving their stories, throughout the week, you know, through personal context, but certainly in large group formats on that Sunday before the Mass, is a number of our boys who are studying for priesthood, who feel that call, to give the kids that encounter, yes. You know, that these guys are, you know, they're on the path. They're on the path to being ordained men who are going to serve us
right.
in our church. That's a great blessing too. And like, again, how Andrea said that, to see that these guys are human, you know, I think it's so common for us to think that our ordained clergy, deacons included, that are like almost untouchable in a sense. Like, we have them up on pedestals, and we should have them on pedestals in some sense, but to also recognize that, you know, these are men. These are men who just love God, and they're creating a beautiful example for us. You know, and certainly they have their faults, but we all have faults. But the recognition that, you know, anyone could be called to this. It could be me. I could
Amen.
Be called to this. You
Absolutely.
Know, I could have this call. And that's so special for the kids. And mm-hmm. and to have the religious sisters there, and to have married folks there, and things like that, to recognize that these are special vocations.
Yes.
These are there's great hope. There's great joy in these vocations. And you don't have to be a special chosen person. It's God calls each and every one of us,
right.
and He's calling us in a special, unique way. And those are kind of general things, but those are two big things that struck me.
Well,
that
and,
I love
and,
about the
and,
presence.
And in a very real way, something very radical. Mm-hmm. Something very radical,
Absolutely.
Which is to be a
yeah.
saint.
Yeah. yeah.
And that is not going to be done by you alone.
Right.
That's not going to be done by you making a big pile of money or being famous with this side or the other thing. It's going to be radical, and it's going to be real mm-hmm. if you do it with God,
yeah.
participating right. with God,
right.
participating with the power of Jesus Christ,
right.
to be a real saint in your life, to be a person, yes, you, who thinks, you shake your head no, but yes, you, it happens with you. It happens with that little bit of courage to decide to do something outside of the box like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going to this.
Exactly.
Going to this weekend.
Yeah,
the weekend that changes your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
It is that kind of a weekend.
Yeah.
One of the groups that, when we stay at night, we stay in the schools, and quite often if you bring a smaller group, then you end up with other churches in your room with you. And so last year, the group that I took, we had three different churches. Well, ours is three, but then we had two
sure.
other from other areas
yeah.
as well. In our room with us, and one of the other groups of young ladies that came, they were from a smaller parish in our community, and this was the first time that they had spent this much time around other Catholics within our diocese, not in their own church,
right.
and around other priests within our diocese, and then they also had our guest priest as well, and they were absolutely amazed at the way that the priest engaged with the young people and the way that they made them feel like they affirmed them,
yes.
and they just said they hadn't ever been exposed to that before,
right.
and they hadn't been exposed to other young, other Catholic teenagers, and
right.
they were totally excited about the opportunity to share some of the struggles that they have in their own parish and the struggles that they have in their own lives with people from our area from West Michigan and know that there's other people going through the same things that they were. It was amazing. We all sat around in a big group in our room at the end of the night and we just talked and we just talked about the different things that we're going through and the different things that we've gained from the weekend already and our hopes for the rest of the weekend. And it was beautiful. It was really beautiful to see these young women, know that there's other people out there that with in the same faith with the same struggles and that they could actually be a support system for each other.
Amen.
You know, and that was really beautiful. The other thing that was really awesome is that we had a young lady that in our parish that we've been trying to get involved in things and finances were always a really big deal. And so she kind of would just shy away. We found her a donor to get her there last year. And she came away from the weekend saying it was the best weekend of her life. So like you said, that conversion experience.
Yeah.
This year, she hunted me down and said, I want to go again. What do I need to do to make that happen?
Awesome.
Yeah, so we were able to do a little bit of planning ahead and said, write these letters and ask, tell people how much you enjoyed it last year and you'd like to come again.
Yeah.
So she's actually going to do the work herself now to get herself there. You know, so that's what you hope for. You hope that your young people will go and they'll enjoy it enough that they'll choose to come back on their own.
Yes.
They'll figure out how they're going to get themselves there so they're not just relying on the adults to make it happen for them.
Right.
And then that they'll bring other people with them.
Yeah, you know, and I think really the beginning of their testimony. You know, when you're willing to say, you know what, I need to go to this, but I need some help. And that's the first sign of a great Christian is asking for help.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm not the answer to all my problems. I need my family. I need my family of faith. I need people within my family to help me and to help lift me up too. So, in case you're just joining us, we're talking about the Presence Retreat, which is happening in Kalamazoo on February 6th through the 8th at Hackett Catholic Prep here in Kalamazoo. And also to let you know too that we're broadcasting, from Newman's Bookshop. We're recording from Newman's Bookshop, our radio program here on Holy Family Radio in downtown Kalamazoo. So we invite you to go to Newman's and for all your needs for gifts, everything Catholic, beautiful artwork, and we're surrounded here by books and tapes and beautiful artwork. But please come down here and support your local Catholic bookstore and help support Holy Family Radio, too. We have needs to. We got power bills to pay and that type of thing. But we're talking about the Presence today. So we need donors. We need volunteers. And most of all, we need people to come and sign up. So they have to sign up before January 23rd. And you can go to thepresencekalamazoo.org and do that. Or you can call the Diocese of Kalamazoo. Call your local parish. Call the, contact your pastor and say, we want to go to this, or your youth pastor or your youth minister and say, we want to go to this. So any other stories you want to add, Tim, Andrea, anything more? We got about another 17 minutes to go, so.
I love it. That's, and certainly to keep praying for us, keep this whole thing in prayer. It's, for the planning committee and the whole process to come together and that, that the souls that come, souls that want to come, just feel the presence of Christ in their life. I mean, that's probably the greatest gift anyone could give for sure is that gift of prayer. And, cause it's so worth it. And the hope that comes when we seek to encounter Christ, and how he rewards us, even in just small little ways, when we just have those feelings of, I know this is the right thing and I might not understand it and I don't know where it's exactly going to head, but the hope that comes from that, I mean, that's the gift of Christ. I mean, that's what's so cool. And again, what the Presence offers is that just an intentional moment to experience that hope and to live in that hope and to kind of, certainly embrace it. It's, the parish that I was connected to, still am connected to, but, was connected as their youth minister. I know some of the kids that went there, they have that initial shock. Like I said, you walk in the door and you put your sleeping bag in one room and you get a schedule and you're ushered off into this room and you're kind of like, okay, boy, this is gonna be a long weekend. I don't know what's going to come out of this, but to see the transformation that comes from Friday night into Sunday morning, it's really kind of cool. You see how that, again, how Christ works and everything and beats down those barriers of the fear of the unknown of all that and the friendships that are made and the relationships that are formed and the intentionality which one seeks out our Lord. It's, it's really cool. And it's I could talk about it all day, but it doesn't mean anything, you know, until you experience it. I think once you see it and you experience that, it's transformative. It's a great gift. And thanks be to God that, you know, the folks I mentioned earlier had the inspiration to say, let's bring this to our diocese. Yeah, let's our people need this. We need reminders of that. And that's why we do anything we do in the church. You know, we're that extension of the family that says, there is a Jesus, there is a Savior, He is the Savior. This is why He's so important. You know, right. We all need a Savior, and we all need that love that He offers us. And we all need His mercy. We need His forgiveness. We need all those things. And He gives it to us freely. We just got to jump into it. And
amen.
So, yeah.
Amen. And right. Really, when you look at the cost, too, I mean, half of the cost is just food.
Yeah, absolutely. It
you
is.
Know, just food. And you know, there's nowhere that you're going to stay two nights for $40. I mean, you know, $20 a night. So it's, you know, and I think it's a good time. It's a break sometimes for the parents too, to encourage their kids to go to this. But it's also, to speak to those young people too. You're a witness to your parents. Mm-hmm. You may not realize it. You may think that you're just a teenager, but you're important. You're an important part of your parents' conversion to Jesus Christ,
right.
To love God, to love the Blessed Mother, to be more Catholic, to be freer, to be less connected to the world and more connected to God and His church. And so don't think that you're just a kid or you're just a teenager. You play a very important role. I remind parents all the time. I remind young kids all the time, you know, thanks for bringing your parents to church, whether the kids are 2 years old or whether the kids are 18.
Absolutely.
Because that's what you do. That's what you do.
And we want you wherever you're at.
Amen.
Wherever you're at in your Amen. In your journey, if, you know, whether you're struggling, whether you're, you know, on fire for your faith.
Yes.
There's a place for you.
Amen.
A couple of stories that I can remember from the last 2 years. There was one young gentleman simply came because his parents made him come.
As, right.
You know, can
sure.
quite often
sure.
happen.
Yeah.
He kind of sat off to the side, you know, tried to sleep through talks, you know, was just did right. everything he possibly could do to not be engaged. And at one point he was sitting
he
off.
He sounds like me.
Oh, yeah.
Like
well, you know,
like
yeah.
And
difficult.
I'm a deacon now, so hey.
Yeah, yeah, right.
There you
good.
Go.
There you go. He's sitting off to the side, actually up and away from all the youth. And there was one of our volunteers who just really felt called to walk over and talk with him. And they ended up carrying on a 45-minute conversation.
Wow.
And it was absolutely beautiful for him. He came away from that. Like a weight had been lifted off his,
yeah.
off of his shoulders.
Yes.
And you just know that, like, Christ is present.
Amen.
He is present there and He has a plan for each and every one of our young people's lives. And just, like you said, having the courage to just say, I'll be open. I'll be open to whatever it is, or just
Amen.
Say, I'll be present. I'll be there. I'll show up, you know,
yes.
and, or if you know that your parents, you are one of those that parents have told you to go. If you're a parent telling your child to go, feel good about that because Christ is present
Amen.
And He's working, whether you get to see it immediately or you see it later, that's a seed that's been planted
Amen.
In the life of that youth. Another, young gentleman, I knew was really struggling in their faith before he went. And we just really encouraged him just to come in and be open. And by the end of the weekend, it was the first year when we had Father David Mary, and he asked all of the youth to come to the front who just wanted a blessing in regards to them being open to God's will for their life.
Wow.
And he got up, and I think it was the third call, he said, anyone that wants to come up. And then finally, the third time, he said, I know there's some more of you out there. God is calling you. God wants
yeah.
you. If you're just simply open to His plan for your life, please come up here. We want to give you a blessing. And he got up and he went. And it brought tears to my eyes because
yeah.
I knew that this particular young man was struggling. And
yeah.
just, it, you know, didn't, it, for us as parents, you know, as parents or as adults and, you know, we can make assumptions about what all that can mean, but all that matters is that he's open.
Absolutely.
You know, he's open, and at that moment he said yes.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I was crying. The person I was with was crying because we knew that this
yeah.
young person needed a breakthrough and
That's
thought,
awesome.
You know, and saw that that was it. They had
yeah.
this a bit of a breakthrough, and it was beautiful. It was awesome.
And that can happen for all of us, you know, no matter, like you said, wherever you're at in your faith walk, even if you say, you know, well, this doesn't have anything to do with me. Well, if you fast forward your life 20 years
right.
or 10 years, or maybe it's going to happen this year, And even though you're a teenager and you're expecting a baby and maybe you're not married, guess what? It's grown-up time now. Now it's time to make a big decision in your life. Now it's not just about you and you wanting to do what you want to do. Now you have another life in front of you, and you have to be somewhat prepared for that. Somewhat prepared for the fact that you're going to need to grow up sooner or later. And this is the type of thing that gives you the foundation to deal with the reality, not the possibility, but the reality of life. And it's not easy. Now, I'm 55 years old. I've got 5 kids. And I'll tell you what, without God in my life, without especially the Blessed Mother in my life, I probably would be gone. I probably would not even be here. And so these things happen regardless. You know, we can try to ignore God all we want, but He is there and He's constantly calling us. And that's all He needs, that little opening, that little yes,
right,
that little tiny yes. And even if it's a yes, maybe. Or, okay, God, you think you can help me? Okay. Have those grown-up conversations with God. Have those discussions. Have those disagreements. But have them. Don't ignore them. Don't ignore them. Have those discussions. And understand that your parents need help too. You know, sometimes our parents are not an inspiration for us. Sometimes our parents are so beat up by the world and the things that have happened to them that they can't be the support that we need. But that is why we have God. That is why we have our church family. So I encourage all the young people, as well as people who are, business people who can help support this, and people who want to volunteer. I think it's a great way to go to a retreat. You cannot go to a retreat for this amount of money anywhere. Yeah. This kind of a dynamic retreat for an adult. I mean, it's a great thing to volunteer for. You adults out there, maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're struggling with the fact of raising a teenager, which is not easy. But the fact is, volunteers and parents and moms and dads, remember that that child does not belong to you. That child is not your property. That child you are responsible for forever, but that child belongs to God.
Absolutely.
Just like you belong to God. Mm-hmm. And you are not the property of your parents. This is part of growing up. Letting go of our parents. Letting our parents be human. They make mistakes. They do dumb things. We do dumb things too. Back and forth. Okay? So please, be gentle and kind with each other. So those volunteers, maybe I'll be one of those volunteers too. I'll have to check my schedule.
We'd love to have you, Deacon.
I would love to be there. So we'll have to see what happens. But I gotta check with my boss.
Absolutely.
Who's Ann. And she's we are partners in this, so I have to check with her first to make sure it's okay. Yeah. So we have about 7 or 8 minutes left, and we want to remind you again, we're down at Newman's Bookshop. That's where we're taping our shows here for the next few months, and we ask you to support Newman's Bookshop, but we also ask you to help support Holy Family Radio too. Without your help, we're a listener-supported ministry, and we get all of our funds from you, the people, the lay people. So please help support Holy Family Radio here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And we certainly appreciate that. So we're going to continue on here. We got about another 7 minutes to go. Anything else that we haven't touched on that you would, or things that you want to talk about a little bit more, or I can preach for the next 7 minutes, whatever you guys want to do. So anything else on the presence that you want to talk about?
Well, you mentioned the volunteers again, Deacon. And yeah, like I said, we need anyone who has just a good heart that's willing to give back to the youth in this unique way, most welcoming. I was thinking while you were speaking about last year, my then fiance and I volunteered for the whole weekend to do food. And you'd think, okay, you're just hanging out in the kitchen the whole time. You know, it's a nice place to be. You get
sure.
fed. But,
yeah.
but, you know, by us encountering that in how we experienced the retreat through, basically it was through the kids, you know, as they came and filled their plates, you could just the sense of joy. That was
yeah.
the word. The joy that came from the kids throughout the retreat. Certainly they're probably happy they're getting food. But I mean, they're also the joy of being in the presence of Christ, you know, for that weekend. And I gotta think, you know, there was no like big, skies parting and rays popping out from those skies telling me, you know, that, oh, this was an awesome
Tim,
moment
I'm
for Amy
calling
and
you
I.
Forward.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't anything necessarily like that, but I gotta believe that there was some grace in that moment of Amy and I spending that time together.
Absolutely.
That helped us, in our eventual marriage. And as we're living that out now, thanks be to God. So it's a great kind of date weekend if you're in that situation,
you
know, it's for
yeah.
a husband, wife, or, you know, maybe
yeah,
an engaged couple
great.
Or, you know, it's really neat. How grace works in our lives, you know, often I don't think we understand it. You know, we see little glimpses here and there how God's operating in our lives, but those are moments that I'm sure, God willing, when I get to the pearly gates and
yes.
everything's laid before me, that maybe I'll see like, oh, thank you for saying yes to that, you know, and how
that's right.
how that affected us, how that affected the people we met, hopefully in an awesome and profound way.
And that's
we'll
part
see.
And that's
yeah.
part of your conversion. That's
Absolutely.
Part of your
yeah,
life.
Absolutely.
That's part
yeah.
of who you are and who your wife is
totally.
By doing that.
Yeah.
See, that's part of your history. That's part of your tradition inside of yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's
yeah,
good about
beautiful.
Tim saying that is that that's the response that I've actually gotten from all of the volunteers that I've contacted.
Yeah.
I was in charge of, like I said, contacting every volunteer from last year. So I did it personally to let them know that we appreciated them and love to have them back. And every one of them said, absolutely. And the couple that couldn't, there's just two that I've contacted so far that couldn't come back. And they said, please keep me on for next year. I'm going to be out of town or I have such and such going on. I can't do it. Please keep me on the list. I want to come next year. Let me know. So this is the feeling that you get when you come, like to be
yeah.
in service for these young people is absolutely a beautiful
Amen.
Thing. And there are graces
Amen.
That you get from that. 'Cause that's what we're called to do. We're called to serve others.
That's right.
So anytime we do that in our lives, that there's grace there to be had. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. 'Cause that is what
yeah.
the general feeling that I'm getting from the volunteers, that they really enjoyed it. So definitely encourage you to come out and volunteer. You'll want to do it again. You'll see the beauty in this weekend and the importance of having this in our diocese, keeping it in our diocese. We absolutely have to raise the funds in order to continue to make it happen, or to at least make it happen at a reasonable cost for our young people. So it's so important. Volunteers, people that from our community that see the importance of our young people and them having these encounters with Christ, to not only volunteer but also help financially, even in the smallest way. Is
you
big. So one last plug in that in regards to donors. We are sending out a request for donors from around our diocese. So if you are a business within our diocese, you may see a letter from us. Please don't ignore it. Take a minute to read it. Prayerfully consider helping us out in some small way. We also need like bottled water for the whole weekend.
Wow.
If you work for Kellogg's or one of our neighboring companies like that, we more than happy to take snacks of any sort from you as well. So
Very
we not
good.
Only would take monetary donations, we would take physical donations of food and or like bottled water, stuff like that. And most of all, we ask for your prayers. We ask for your prayers for
Amen.
Our youth.
Wonderful.
We ask for your prayers for our committee leading the retreat and for all those that will be there volunteering and leading the retreat throughout the weekend.
Wonderful. Very good. So we only got a couple of minutes left here, so we want to re-mention a couple of these things. You can go to thepresencekalamazoo.org and register there. That's thepresencekalamazoo.org, and this is for the February 6th is the date, the 6th through the 8th at Hackett Catholic Prep in Kalamazoo on Kilgore Road, and the cost is $80. So you need to sign up for that right away, because that is the closing date for registration is January 23rd. So you need to get on there right away, or talk to the people at your parish, your youth minister at the parish, and make sure you get signed up for that. The cost is $80, but there are people who and businesses that can help with that for kids who can't afford that. We really encourage that as well. So any donors and volunteers and people who are going to sign up for this, you need to do this right away. And they can also contact you directly too, Andrea, at St. Philip's.
That's correct.
Okay. And Tim McNamara is at the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and you can contact him directly, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for being with us. And,
thank you.
Please go to thepresencekalamazoo.org and sign up for that right away for the Presence in Kalamazoo. That is the youth retreat for ninth graders through 12th. And I want to thank you very much for being with us today here
thank
on
you.
The Epiphany
thank
Radio
you,
program. With Holy Family Radio. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
You have been listening to Epiphany with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich, on Holy Family Radio. If you have suggestions or comments, you can email us at epiphany@holyfamilyradio.net. Also, if you would like to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, audio copies are available online at holyfamilyradio.net. Thank you for listening.